of Chovel, and we saw three mahalchim in terms of what the Av of Chovel is. Most Rishonim hold that it's Shochet, and you're Chayev because you are Moti Dam, Ki Adam Hua Nefesh, and then the Rambam says it was Dash, and Rashi mentioned Soveya. So that we were going through various sugyas and shas that deal with Chovel and trying to figure out how each Rishon would have learned that sugya. So we started off with the sugya on Daf Kuf Zayin and Aleph, Shmona Shratzim, and that's what we got up to. So the Gemara Chulin on Mem Vav Amud Beis says that if you're Chovel Bishar Shratzim, even though our Mishnah says you're Potter, that's only when Nitzar Hadam. But if Yatza Hadam, meaning to say that the blood actually left the body of the bug, so then you're Chayev. Our Mishnah didn't say anything. It didn't sound that way, but that's what the Gemara and Chulin says. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's very easy to understand. Why? Because the Malach is Netilas Neshama, and if Yatza Hadam, then obviously you're Chayev. And here, the whole reason to be Mechalik between Shar Shratzim and Shrodot Shratzim doesn't apply. So for Rashi, it's very for Rabbeinu Tam, for Tos, very easy to understand. For Rashi and the Rambam, it's very difficult to understand. Why? Because why should the fact that the blood left make any difference? So let's think about it. So we'll start with the Rambam. Now, why would it be that according to the Rambam, over here your Chayev left the blood? Why is it that here it's more similar to Dash? So the truth is, you could try to say for the Rambam something along the lines of what Rashi actually says in that Gemara in Chulin, which is that Shmona Shratzim, there is Mefarek, even though the dam doesn't leave the body, because the way Rashi puts it is Nikra Haor Mibifnim, the blood vessels release the blood, but it doesn't leave because the or is blocking it. But when we're talking about Shar Shratzim, if the blood actually leaves the body, so then maybe it makes sense to say you'd be Chayiv Mishum Josh. So you could probably read the Gemara according to the Rambam, but the problem is that the Rambam does not pass in this halacha. In other words, the Rambam says Shar Shratzim is Potter, and he doesn't give any qualifications. So it sounds like it's Potter even if Yatza Adam. So that's why the Magid Mishnah Perek Ches Halacha Tes writes Al Karchecha. The Rambam understood that the Masnisin, our Mishnah and Shabbos, must have argued with the Brisa and Chulin. We paskin like the Mishnah against the Brisa, and therefore the Rambam paskins in Perkhas Halachutas that Shar Shratzim are Potter. He doesn't mention any exceptions. Magid Mishnah says that's what he'd also say. But that's not the only way to be Miyashi Rashi, and in fact we find in the Mefarshim three ways that Rashi might explain this. Maybe Rashi would say that you're chayev for tzoveya because the sheretz is nitzbatz died nibachutz. In other words, just like Rav said by the Beis HaShechita, chayev, we're coloring it with red blood. So too, you might be chayev for the shmonish, for the shar shratzim when they bleed outside. Now, the problem is that why would someone want to dye the outside of a kakarot? In other words, they're saying that you're chayev for tzoveya because it makes the meat look fresher, but why would you care over here? Nevertheless, the Meshitim Kubetzas and Ksubis on Daf Hamad base all try to say that, well, you could be chayev mishum tzoveya over here. They have an or that's dak, and you could color it on the outside, and there's tzviya on the outside, and you'd have to say that there's some purpose in dying the outside of the bugs, and that's the Mechayev to Rashi. And the Shita Mekubetzas even says that L'chein yesh l'dayek Rashi and Chulin. So that's the first approach. In other words, we'll say for Rashi the same thing, Be'er Chayev Mishum Soveya here, just like over there. Option number two is that Rashi agrees to the Mahalich and the Rishonim that you're chayiv mishum netilas neshama. Rashi agrees to that. That was actually the Rashi's first pshat in Chulin, but even according to the second pshat, he agrees. And the only point is that when it comes to Shmona Shvatzim, where it didn't bleed, the blood remained inside the body. So that's why Rashi had to come on to another interpretation. And he said, Soveya. But wherever the blood leaves, then there's actually Yetzias Adam. Adam hu anefesh sheyur chayev mishum shochet. And this is based off of the Yerushalmi, which the Rashba quotes. The Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the reason why there was Soveya was because they would beat the Elim and they would color their skin red. And that's how you have the Elim Adamim. So that's the Mechayev when you do Chovel without bleeding. But when you do Chovel with bleeding, so of course Rashi agrees that the Chayev is Mishon Shochet. And the Bir Halacha suggests something similar. Simen Shin Tazayin Sefches, Dibu Maschel Da Chovel. Sounds like from Rashi and Chulin that he learns like Tosos. And that would be because since there's Yetzias Saddam, so everybody would agree that it's Shochet. The third option in Rashi is what we said before from the Magen Mishnah, who says that Rashi learns like the Rambam, and he understands that the Sugya Chulin is against the Gemara and Shabbos, and therefore you would presumably pass in like the Mishnah and Shabbos. Okay, so that's the second Sugya we're going to discuss. The third Sugya is the Gemara Ksubos on Daf Hei. The Gemara over there says on Daf Hei, the base, Mal Rival Betchil B'Shabbos. Is a person allowed to have Tashra Mita for the first time on Shabbos? So there's a suffering in the Gemara. It depends whether Dam is Mifka Pakid, if the blood of the skin is pulled up, and then once there's Bias Mitzvah, it's released when the Besulim are broken. Now, if that's the Pshat, so then there's no Chovel, because the blood is just pulled up and is released. Or is it Chiburi Mechaber, in which case the blood is regular, it's Mechober to the rest of the body, and then when you puncture the Besulim and the woman bleeds, so then you would be Chayav Mishon Chovel. So that's what the Gemara says over there at Chulin. And along similar lines, the Gemara Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel on the base, talks about Mitzitza B'Shabbos, Mitzitza B'Mila. The Gemara says, Al Pshat. So there are other reasons, but Al Pshat, the reason why we do Mitzitza is entirely for health reasons. And the Gemara says that Mitzitza B'Shabbos would be Aser, except that it's Mutter for the Sakana of the Tin. So what's the Iser? What's the Chia for Mitzitza? It's because Dam is the Dam is Chibure Mechaber, then it would be if good pocket, then it wouldn't be Chovel, and it wouldn't be Chayv on Shabbos. So again, what does this mean? What are the two Gemaras mean? So according to Tosfos, it makes perfect sense. If it's Mechibure Mechaber, then the blood is connected to the rest of the blood in the body, and when you take it out, it's Netilas Neshama. And if it's Mifkut pocket, so the blood is sort of pooled on its own separately, and when the blood is released, it wouldn't be a problem. We wouldn't say over here, Ki Adam Hu Anefesh, because the blood was already separate. So according to Tosfos, these two Gemaras are very similar, simple. According to Rambam, it also makes sense, because there's Mefare, when you're taking the blood from everything else, and if it's Chibure Mechaber, so then there is Mefare, and if it's Mifkud Pakid, so then you're not extracting anything. It's not, and then it's the population of Chovel. So that also makes a lot of sense. There is a technical problem.
Rebbe, well, why not exactly? Why, if it's Mifkat Pocket, is there no Mefaret?
So I would have said, very simply, because it's like if you know, it's not Mefaret to take orange juice from an orange juice bottle, right? It's only Mefaret to take orange juice from an orange. So if the dam is mifkud pocket, it's just like sitting around inside the body, and when you puncture the basulim, it just is released. It's like taking orange juice out of a bottle.
Kind of like Yochanano, maybe, or do you not need to be Yochanano? Okay.
You don't need to get so fancy. That's what I would have said. And that's what the Mepharshim say. There's just one technical problem, which is a Gemara Pesachin, Lamed Gimel on the base. It talks about Nei Peros. And it says, it's a Nafkamina for Tum and Tahara. The Makom Shinitrama Pri is the Tame, but the Minchas Chinuch points us out in Dash Os Gimel that the Rambam paskins that Peros are Mifkad Pakin, and still obviously if you're Sochet from Peros, like Zeisman Nav and Yerchayim Mishum Mefari. So this is an Rambam that the Minchas Chanuch deals with. The most difficult perspective, Rashi's perspective, how would Rashi understand the chiluk between Mifka Pocket and Chiburei Mechaber? So the easiest explanation is what we said before, Alpi, the Rashba, that Rashi agrees that when you actually, the blood leaves, when there's Natil, then it's a Chayav, Mishum Natil Sashama. So then Rashi would make perfect sense. The Shita Mekubetzes and Subas Hamadeis tries to get out of it. He says, there's only Tzoveya, very interesting idea, maybe a Kolistic idea, if you can figure out what it means. He says, there's only Tzoveya when there's Toreach the Umnus. So when it's Mifkat Pakeh, there's no Toreach. And if it's Chiburi Mechaber, there is Toreach, and therefore you're Chayev. In other words, somehow or another, he's saying, if you're Matriach on something, it gives it Chashivas, it gives Chashivas to the Kriya. And therefore, just like we saw for Rav, they're only chai for shochet, mishum tzoveh, if there's chashivas to that blood, like it gets buyers. So too, if there's tairach involved, because the dam is nifkat pakid, you have to extract it. So then there's chashivas to the tzviya and your chayev. Now, it's a difficult idea, because even though there's tircha, what is the tzviya in these cases, right? In other words, who cares about the tzviya? Right? If the chayv mishum tzoveh, it has to make some difference. So Tzvi Mekubetzes says, sure, there's tzoveh. The woman wants her dam besulim to be, her body to be painted, so everybody will know she's a besula. But if it's chiburei mechaber, you're chayev. But if it's nifkat pater, then you don't care. There's no tircha in your pater. Now, even if you can accept that, you still don't understand where is the chashivas by mila. In other words, what tzoveh do you care about? You know, maybe you want to kia damu anefesh. You want to show everyone alecha haragnu kol yom, like the Medrash says that. You want to show that the you want to paint the body with blood. So that's what l'chora you'd have to say. But l'maisa, in the end of the day, the Shita Mechubetza says, at that point, we have to concede. Rashi doesn't make any sense to say tzveya. It must be that he also agrees that the mechayev is because of shchita and hadam hu anefesh in the life. So that's basically, this is very, very, very difficult gemara to explain according to tzveya, which, again, at least leads the Shita Mechubetzes to conclude that it must be that Rashi agrees that there are two mechayvim. Fine. So now how do we paskin in that Gemara and Ksubos, right? If we matir the Rishona on Shabbos or not. So we are matir it, but the Rishonim actually give two possible reasons. Some Rishonim say that the reason why it's mutter to be a Rishon on Shabbos is because it's a Rishonim Eskaveh. This is the view of the Hagos HaShri from the Or Zeruah, and that's because it's Shayach Bahataya. Most Rishonim, though, seem to understand that the Maskana of the Gemara is it's mutter level b'tchila b'Shabbos because the dam is mifkat pakid, and therefore, since the dam is mifkat pakid, there's no malacha of chovel. The Taz, the Bach quote that there are those who are machmir on that shayla, in other words, they're choshesh to be bal b'tchila b'Shabbos because they're choshesh that it's chiburei mechaber, and they think that hatayos lo shchiyach, so it should be aster, but the Taz, Simon Reish Pei, Sifkat Base, and other Achmanim say you shouldn't be Machmir on this. And Lamaisa, then you should. We are Makil for Chilas Bia on Shabbos. The Shaila actually comes up every so often. And so you don't have to worry about that. And so even though we hold that Dam of the Mila is Chibur Mechaber, that's why Mitzitza would be Chilul Shabbos, if not for the Bikuach Nefesh, but the Dam of Besulim is Mifkat Pocket. There's an interesting Shiloh, which we won't get into now. Maybe it relates a little bit to our science questions that we had in the last year, which is it so poshut to do Mitzitza B'Shabbos nowadays when we don't really think there is any Sakan issue at all? Anyhow, turning to the final Gemara we're going to discuss on this topic, is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hamad Aleph. The Gemara there says that there's no chiyuv for Netilas Neshama in Sias Chila zone. Why? Because you want, they were trying to get the Trelis out of the Chila zone, but as long as the animal was alive, it did much better. So you want it to live as long as possible. So since you want it to live as long as possible, you're Misasik Litzel Tils Neshama. Simple reading of the Gemara is it's a psik ration of Lonicholai, though maybe we'll return to that Gemara and when we talk about Misasik, and that's why you're not Chayiv Mishum Nitzel Neshama. So what does this tell us? Why aren't we concerned about the blood that leaves the Chilazo? In other words, Bishlam are killing it. I understand you want it to live. What about the blood leaving? So according to Rambam, it's Pashat. The reason why you're Pater, there's no Chiyuv of Chovel here, is because it's not Gidulei Karka. According to Rashi, it's also Pashat, because you don't care about the Tzviya of the or of the Chilazo. You just want the dye from the Chilazo. You don't want the blood to make the Chilazo bloody. According to Tosfos, though, this is difficult. But Tosfos on Ksubas Hamid Beis and Shabbos Ayin Hamid Aleph asked this question, the Ri asked this question on Rabbeinu Tam. Just because you don't want the animal to die quickly, fine, but what about the blood? You don't, the blood that leaves. And Rabbeinu Tam answered, Al Karchacha, Dam Mifkid Pocket. You have to say that blood and Achilazim and Mifkid Pocket. And that's why it's not Chayef Mishum Chodel. So what's enough Gamina in this whole Chakir? We have the three different opinions in Mishonim about what the Mechayev of Chogel is there a nafkamina? So if you take a look at Shin Tes Zayin, Sif Ches, and the Dibur Amas, in a Bir Halacha, he gives a number of nafkaminas. One, he says, is the shear. What's the shear for Chovel? The Rambam writes in Perek Ches Halacha Ches that the shear is grogeres, like the shear for Dash. So the Magad Mishnah points out, like Rashi, every time that shear doesn't make any sense. According to Rashi, the pashtus, the shear should be whatever the shear is. It's so bad. Let's see. The space between here and here, twice the space between here and here, how much dye you need for, that would be for string, maybe for other things, whatever the shear would be for that, to make it chush of dyeing. And according to Reinu Tam, the shear should be a mashu because netilas mitzas nefesh is like kol nefesh. So most poskim, most rishonim seem told like Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore the shear should be a kol shu. Okay, is there any other nafkaminas? That's not so practical. There's either way it's aser because of chatzi shear. So one nafkamina is are you chayef la'achar misa? If you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, there's clearly no chayef la'achar misa. Rashi potentially could have a chiyuv b'achar misa if you care about the color dying, and according to the Rambam, for sure you could have a chiyuv b'achar misa. Now, a modern application of this shayla, on which we'll talk about more extensively, either later today or tomorrow or whenever the next time, is whether you can bank the stem cells from the placenta when a baby's born. So the placenta comes out of the mother's body, and there are stem cells in the placenta. And the question is, are you allowed to save those stem cells? So it's very hard to argue that would be mutter al tpikuach nefesh because of the reasons we talked about last time. It's not a chol lefanach. It's really a very far-fetched chance that you'd even need it. And there's certainly no need for it currently. But this is more relevant in Eretz Yisrael, especially when the doctors and nurses are all Jewish. Are you allowed to draw the blood from this placenta? So according to the Rambam, it should be aser. According to Tosfos and Rashi, there should be no problem because, again, the placenta isn't in the body. We can't really say it's Yetzias Neshama anymore. So that's one nafkamina. If you're willing to follow Tosfos, then it's mutter. But some of the poskim, I sent you a tshuva from Rashi Weiss, maybe Mudei Safek or Nafka, we can't say for sure. The Rambam's view is rejected. Another nafkamina would be hakazas da. If the mechayev is mishum netilas deshama, so then it would be tzrich legufa. We'll explain this in a moment, but basically because you're drawing the blood to get better. In other words, the chavala is making you healthier. But if the mechayev is mishum dash, so then it's not tzrich legufa because you have no need for the blood whatsoever. Similar to what we said by chalav, when a woman is in pain, then extracting the milk to relieve her of pain is considered ein tzricha legufa, and we're matir. And here too, there should be a if, you know, letting blood would be ein tzricha legufa. So we'll explain that one in a moment. Another nafkamina might be if you need if you need to put pressure to be chayev. In other words, let's say I stab you and you bleed. So there's certainly a violation according to Tosfos. But it's not so obvious that should be us or according to the Rambam. Because it's not so obvious that you should be chayev for the Rambam, because to resemble dash, you need to squeeze it, and maybe it should be like schita. So I saw the Sefer Hashlama raises this issue. It's quoted in that tshuva on the placenta from Rav Asher Weiss. He says it's very, even though logically it makes sense that that you should require squeezing or pressure for the Rambam, it's really very hard to argue that the Rambam would actually say you need to do that. So that's this discussion. We're gonna, you know what? Maybe it's a good idea for me to go now, because I hear some screaming in the background. So I apologize, but this is the first time I got to give shir from Annapolis, Maryland. So we'll be'ezras Hashem pick up on Tuesday, and we'll have a chance to finish this subya. Okay.
Sky.